Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. When you become a Christian, you are immediately a part of a worldwide family, the church. You suddenly have brothers and sisters that you never had before. One of the most exciting characteristics of your new family is that it's held together by love. And Peter declares that this flows from our experience of forgiveness. In 1960, C.S. Lewis wrote a famous book entitled The Four Loves. He pointed to the fact that the Greek language has far more words for love than there are in English, and he drew attention to four of them. Storge is the sort of affectionate love that exists between a mother and her child. Philia is friendship love, such as we see between David and Jonathan in the Old Testament. Eros is romantic love. And finally, agape is unconditional love, such as God has shown us. Paul used two of these Greek words in this verse. He encouraged the Christians to have sincere philia love for each other within the church. He wanted to see them caring for one another with the same strong bonds that you would find between close friends. He then encouraged his readers to show agape love towards one another, urging them to be absolutely committed to one another, whatever the circumstances. God's agape love for us is such that he loves us whether we love him or not, and nothing can ever stop him loving us. We're being invited to love in the same way, by loving those who reject us and loving those whom we could never imagine liking. He calls us to do this because he wants us to reflect his nature in our lives. This is tough love, and it will demand everything of us, but it will bring life and liberty to all those whom it touches. So let me ask you a question. Is there a person who you are struggling to love at the moment? If so, spend some time reflecting on God's love for them and asking him to give you the strength to pass on his love. And now let me pray with you. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us completely. Please teach us more today of what it means to pass on your love to others. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.